didn't waste words and didn't need many to extract a lot of information. I should be in Taglios now, to guard my interests.
It's a bad spot, in the crocodile's jaws.
I don't follow.
You need to be here to gather soldiers, to gain power. You need to be there to control the priests who can keep recruits away.
Yes.
You need trustworthy lieutenants, but you're alone.
Am I?
Maybe not. Maybe I misinterpret the interest of Narayan and Sindhu.
Probably not. Their goals aren't mine. What do you know about them?
Nothing. They aren't what they pretend.
I thought about that. Decided he meant they weren't what they pretended to be to the world. Have you heard of the Deceiver's Blade, sometimes called the Stranglers?
Death cult. Legendary, probably. The Radisha mentioned them in their goddess. The wizard is terrified of them. The soldiers say they are extinct. That isn't true, is it?
No. A few still exist. For their own reasons, they're backing me. I won't bore you with their dogma. It's repulsive, and I'm not sure it was related to me truthfully. He grunted. I wondered what went on inside his head. He hid himself well. I'd met others like him. I will be stunned the day I meet someone entirely new.
Go north without fear. I'll manage Goja.
I believed him. I turned back. We walked toward camp. I tried to ignore the stench from across the river. What do you want, Blade? Why are you doing this? He shrugged, an uncharacteristic action.
There are many evils in the world. I guess I've chosen one for my personal crusade.
Why such a hatred for priests? He didn't shrug. He didn't give me a straight answer either.
If each man picks an evil and attacks it relentlessly, how long can evil persist?
That was an easy one. Forever. More evil gets done in the name of righteousness than any other way. Few villains think they are villains. But I left him his illusion. If he had one, I doubted he did. No more than a sword's blade does. At first I'd thought him moved as Swan, so obviously was, when he looked at me. But he hadn't so much as hinted that he considered me anything but a fellow soldier. He confused me. He asked,
"Will you talk to Willow and Cordy, or shall I?"
"What do you think?"
"Depends. What you want to discuss. How? You wiggle some, you can lead Swan anywhere."
"Not interested."
"I'll talk to them, then. You go ahead. Do what you have to do."
Sunrise next morning, I was on the road north with two incompetent and incomplete battalions, Narayan and Ram, and all the trophies I had claimed from the Shadowmaster's horsemen. Chapter 24. The Radisha waited impatiently while Smoke bustled around, making sure his spells were proof against eavesdroppers. The Prabhrindra Dra lounged in a chair, looking indolent and unconcerned, but he spoke first when the wizard signaled satisfaction with his precautions.
"More bad news, sis?"
"Bad? I don't know. Not pleasant. Dejagore was a disaster, though experts tell me it hurt the Shadowmaster so badly they can't bother us this year. The woman you lust after did survive, though." The Prabhrindra grinned.
"Is that the good news or the bad?"
"Subject to interpretation. For once, though, I think Smoke might be right."
"Ah."
"She insists the defeat neither destroyed the Black Company nor turned..."